Stark Disease Dictating on April Wegman. April, A-P-R-I-L. April. Wegman, W-E-G-M-A-N. Wegman, April Wegman. Date of birth is... Date of birth is 1-11-68. And the date of visit was 5-7-25. Please make copy 4. That... please make a copy for Dr. Geraldo Melo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O, Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O. Okay. Dear Geraldo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O, thank you for sending April Wegman for pulmonary evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is snoring and sleep apnea. Next is present illness. This is a 57-year-old a female who has had a history of obstructive sleep apnea and obesity, hypoventilation, has been extremely overweight for the past 10 years. The patient has undergone a previous bariatric surgery, but has continued to have symptoms of snoring and apnea and needs a new sleep study since her BiPAP machine was not used in a long time. The patient has lost weight over the past 6 months, up to 30 pounds. And she does also have a history for asthma. And uses an albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis, period. She denies any cough, but has mild wheezing. And she has some epigastric distress with reflux. Next, paragraph, past history. Patient's past history has included history of migraines, history of obesity, hypoventilation, past history of automobile accidents with lumbar disc disease, period. She underwent lumbar laminectomy at L5S1 and disc fusion. She also had bariatric surgery with a gastric sleeve in 2022. She has had two automobile accidents and resulting in fractures of her left femur and lower extremity, as well as left arm with multiple fractures requiring extensive surgery and repair. Surgery and repair. She had an oophorectomy and a hysterectomy. And she also has a history of bipolar disorder and has a ventral hernia. She also has restless leg syndrome and history for asthma and migraines. Next paragraph. Let's see. Paragraph, allergies to sulfur drugs. Next, habits the patient denies smoking. No significant alcohol use. Next, family history. Father died of a melanoma. Mother is alive in good health. Next, system review. The patient has had recent weight loss. Cataracts, stenosis, glaucoma, vertigo and no hoarseness, and shortness of breath and mild wheezing. No abdominal pains, but has black stools, rectal bleeding, and constipation. She has urinary frequency with nighttime awakening, and she has had asthma and sinusitis. She also has palpitations, but no chest pains or arm pain, no leg edema. She has depression with anxiety. She has no easy bruising. She has joint stiffness and muscle pains. She has headaches and numbness of the extremities and no memory loss or blackouts. Next, med list. Albuterol inhaler, 2+, TIDPRN. Epiprazole, 10 milligrams daily. Divalproex, sodium, 500 milligrams HS. Gabapentin, 600 milligram AM and 900 milligrams HS. Next, phentermine, 37.5 milligrams daily. Ropinirole, 1 milligram HS. Rosuvastatin, 5 milligrams HS. Sumatriptan, 100 milligrams as needed. And trazodone, 100 milligrams. 3 tablets at HS. Venlafaxine, 300 milligrams a day. Next, next physical exam. This is a very obese middle-aged white female with alert, pale, but no acute distress. There was no sign of this clubbing of peripheral edema. Her blood pressure 124/70, pulse 75, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 208, saturation 98. HEND announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with essentially clear lung pills, no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no mama. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the valve sounds active. Extremities, no lesions, no edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one is obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is exogenous obesity. Number three is chronic back pain with lumbar disc disease. Number four is restless sex syndrome. Number five, hypertension. Number six, peripheral neuropathy. And number seven is hyperlipidemia. Next plan. Next plan. The patient will get a CT of the chest and a complete pulmonary function study. She will be sent for a polysomnographic study. Weight loss and regular exercise were discussed. The patient will use an albuterol inhaler, 2+ QIDPRN. Continue with the other medications as above. And a follow-up visit arranged in 6 weeks. And the patient may qualify for a CPAP mask nightly. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O. It's Dr. D'Souza.